Wow. just well, you know, Lakers lose game five to Miami. You know, I was expecting to be celebrating tonight. You know, trophy came in. I seen it. I was getting hyped for the game. You know, hit a nice couple nice few shots here and there early game. But, you know, end of the game, just everything, man, you know. So it's been about half an hour since the game ended. So I've taken time to, you know, relax a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I had to say something about it. All right, I was talking to one of my homies about it. And it was, man, I was pissed off. I really was. But there was so many mistakes at the end of the game there. But I don't even want to talk about end of game. Because then I'm going to get pissed off even more. And let's be real, we don't want that. We don't want me, you know, yelling on here, doing all that ridiculous stuff. But first things first, I got to say, what the hell was Danny Green doing during the end of the game? Why are we taking Caruso out of the game and replacing him with Caldwell Pope? With Danny Green. Sure, Danny Green hit a couple nice shots early game, right? I mean, he was 2 for 5 in the game. Early, he had a couple nice shots. I just don't understand it. If we're going to take Caruso out of the game, right, for a potential three-point opportunity, why are we putting Danny Green in the game? You know, sure, he can enter his or activate his inner, you know, San Antonio Spurs days, right, with the three-point shot. I remember back then when he went against Miami, he had a record at the time, right, most three-pointers in the game. I remember that. What year was that? It was probably, what, 12, 13, somewhere around there, 2012, 2013. I don't remember the exact year, but I just don't understand what Frank Vogel was doing and putting him in the game. If I'm being completely honest with you, I'd rather put J.R. Smith in the game. I'd rather put Quinn Cook in the game. Let's be real here. Maybe not Quinn Cook. I respect him. Maybe J.R. Smith. I believe J.R. Smith has made a couple of three-pointers in the finals and postseason. I don't know. Danny Green has just been too inconsistent for me for him to be in the game in the crunch time. Like, let's be honest with each other here, you know. So I don't know, you know. I would have had more confidence in having AC in the game in crunch time. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm not here to get pissed off. Let's be real. Point of emphasis for me, why did we take the timeout so early after that second to last possession in the game? I don't understand it. You know, we had about 17 seconds. We had time. It was after a free throws by Jimmy Butler, right? We had time to come down the floor, create a shot. If we didn't get a shot off, let's say we miss, you know, giving Miami the benefit of the doubt. Let's say we miss. We'd have an opportunity to foul there. We could take the timeout after the foul shots. It would have been the same exact thing. We would probably had a better chance coming down the stretch for one final possession because we would have had more time to create a shot. So that's what I don't understand, right? I wouldn't have taken the timeout. I would not have taken the time. Maybe it's some of y'all don't agree. Maybe some of you agree. I would not have taken that last timeout. I think we should have ran the ball. 17 seconds is a lot of time. Let's be real. 17 seconds is a lot of time. Enough time to create a shot. Work around the screen. Obviously, the double team is going to come on LeBron. And at that point, I believe we had, I don't remember who the roster was at that time, but we had AC in the game still, you know. I don't know. Later in the game, Markieff Morris came in the game, right? He's the one who had that ridiculous pass down low to AD that went nowhere, you know. Oh my gosh, I'm starting to get pissed off. But I just, man, I was never a fan of Markieff Morris. I was never a fan. If I can remember correctly, I want to see, because I believe, who did we trade for Markieff Morris? I don't remember who, was it, hold up, I need to check this out here, because I don't remember who we got Markieff Morris from. We got him from Detroit. Um, Oh, no, my fault. He signed on the buyout. That's right. That's right. You know, a lot of people saying that that was a very good pickup for the Lakers. I never understood it. Maybe I was wrong at that time. Maybe, I don't know. But I haven't been a big fan of Markieff Morris, you know? I got nothing against him, but, I mean, you look at his performance. Let's see, because I haven't looked at stats, right? I mean, Markieff Morris off the bench, 0 points in 23 minutes. You know, -2, plus minus. I don't believe in the plus minus stats, you know, because you could have a very good game. It might not translate to the numbers. But 23 minutes, and you're giving me one rebound. You're giving me 3 turnovers, 0 points. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. I don't know why he was in, I mean, 0-for-2 from 3-point range, 0-for-2 from the field overall. Markieff Morris is one of those players where I never liked. I never understood why he was on the team. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not trying to, I'm calm, you know, I'm calmed down now, but I don't know, you know. Going through the game, I mean, we never had that third star, right? The big topic, the big thing that people are always talking about with the Lakers in these games is who's going to be the guy who's going to step up and be the third guy. Usually it's Rondo, right? I would have loved for it to be Kuzma. Big fan of him, you know. But, you know, I was praising the Lakers for keeping him in the Anthony Davis trade. You know, we gave up our other 3 young guys. We kept Kuzma. I said, you know what, that's a great thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm being, maybe I was wrong. Because I haven't liked the performance of Kuzma. You know, maybe it's because he's coming off the bench, right? And I feel like he's more effective as a starter. But, I mean, looking at the numbers that he got, right? He had 22 minutes, 7 points, 3-for-10 from the field. That, unacceptable. Look at Rondo, 1-for-7 from the field. Not a fan. 5 assists, right? He's going to do his thing in the playmaking. But he just didn't step up like he did in previous games. Alex Caruso, 23 minutes, 1-for-3 from the field. Had a 3-pointer in there. Markieff Morris, obviously not going to step up and be that third star. Let's be real here. KCP had an incredible game today, 16 points in 31 minutes. He played great, right? You know, I like those numbers from KCP. He had a great game. You know, let's be honest with each other here. He had a great game tonight. But the question is he going to stay consistent with those numbers? You know, hasn't been that consistent in this finals trip so far. Had a great game today. Look at LeBron, had a historic game, right? 1 for the books, 40 points, 7 assists, 13 rebounds, 42 minutes. I love me LeBron, right? But the question is he going to stay consistent? Right? LeBron has had some off games here and there. But obviously he's LeBron James. I'm not going to question that. But 40 points, can he have another 40 bomb in the game 6? You know, LeBron gave his all that night, all for a 3-point loss. You know, it's tough. It's tough. Not to mention we were in the mama jerseys tonight, right? We're now 4-1 at that. You know, I don't know. You know, we had a lot of missed opportunities this game. Not a fan of Mark Davis either, refereeing the game. Mark Davis, Scott Foster, you know, all these guys I'm not fans of. But Kuzma and Rondo combined for a -30. You know? But, I don't know. You know, I mean, looking at the other side of things, Jimmy Butler, obviously, I'll give him the respect. He had a nice game. You know, we had a little bit of confrontation beginning there with Dwight Howard and him, you know. He had 35 points, 11 assists, 12 rebounds, racking up a double-double, 47 minutes. You know, he played the big minutes. He played his role tonight. The guy who I was looking at, okay, Tyler Herro is the guy who scares me, right? But he had 4-for-11. Duncan Robinson tonight, 8-for-15. 8-for-15. We cannot allow Duncan Robinson to get that many good looks, okay? 7-for-13 from 3. Obviously, he's a nice, you know, off-the-pick kind of guy. Most of the shots come off assists, right? He never not want to create a shot, right? So he's coming off picks. He's doing his thing there. 7-for-13 should not be what Duncan Robinson is shooting. Let's come on. 26 points from the young in there. I don't know. You know, I don't understand it. I just don't feel like the Lakers. I don't know. They got me a little pissed off here, you know. But, you know, I do have to give, you know, some credit to Miami. You know, they played basketball tonight. You know, it was a finals match that you want to see. Obviously not the outcome you want to see if you're on the Lakers side of things. You know, and you know, well, because what was their motto, right? One game, right? One game at a time. You know, they played one game at a time. You know, they're not worried about game 7. They're not worried about game 6. They're worried about game 5 tonight. You know, they came out, they performed. Had a couple scary instances for the Lakers. Anthony Davis going down a little bit, re-aggravating his previous injury. You know, we had KCP like hit his head at one point in the game. It's a lot of scary things, you know. When we have LeBron, you know, fatigued out here, you know, we got him tired, you know, and that's, but, you know, he's a championship guy, championship DNA, you know. He's going to be here, and he's going to play his game. He's LeBron James. He's the best player in the world right now. A lot of people disrespecting and saying they like Kobe so much that they can't support LeBron. Nah, you're crazy, you know. LeBron's in the Lakers uniform right now, and we got to support him, you know. That's just how it goes, you know. But because I want to watch that last play again, right? Well, they take a timeout if you're so this LA. Is the play right here. 16.8 seconds left. They take the timeout. I would have preferred if they ran the ball here. That's just my opinion. Right now you got LeBron driving in, passes it back. Danny Green wide open from the top of the key, misses that. You can't be having this, man. You can't be having this. You cannot be having it. Danny Green, I want to rewind that. 8 seconds on the clock. LeBron back to Danny Green. Damn near airballs it, man. And then Markieff has some, I don't even know what the hell. I mean, he was trying to get to AD. But LeBron right there, you had 3 seconds on the clock. Okay. 3 seconds on the clock. LeBron was right up right there. Jimmy Butler was in front of Davis. In the paint, you know, we messed up, and you know, it is what it is, you know. We got to come back in game 6, and you know, like I said though, Miami played basketball. We were expecting that. It was supposed to be a hard fought game, right? But I felt, you know, the Lakers, I don't know, maybe I just need to sleep on it, rewatch this thing. And you know, I trust my players. I trust in Danny Green, as bad as he is in the playoffs, let's be real. You know, guys like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has stepped up, right? Tonight, a nice game, he had a nice few plays, nice breakaway in the game as well, right? Led to a dunk there. But at the end of the day, I don't know. We got LeBron playing his ass off. We got AD playing amazing. We got to have some sort of supporting cast helping them, right? They can't do the job themselves. And I don't know who that person is. Is it KCP? I don't know. Is it Rondo? I would love Rondo to step up. He's had some nice plays in the game, in previous games in this series, right? As the playmaker that he is. He has a championship experience with Boston, right? He's a great player, you know, no matter what people say. Is Kuzma going to step up? I don't know. Drilled a couple shots, I believe, tonight. But he had, what, like 2 or 3 fouls on the shots, man. I mean, there was one play where he argued it when he was clear that he jumped into the shot, man. You know, too many of those. Miami used to be a team that had a lot of trouble with that. But it looks like the Lakers had a lot of trouble with that tonight themselves. So is it Kuzma? Is it Rondo? I don't know. Is it... You know, Caruso, he didn't have a great game tonight, you know, but I'm looking for the Lakers to come out on Sunday to perform at a high level again. Today wasn't a bad game. We made our mistakes. Miami just, they wanted it better, you know. that last stretch, man, it hurts, especially in the mama jerseys. We would like to have a win, but at the end of the day, you know, we, you know, they played better than us, you know, and stat wise, and you know, I don't know, but I think I did a good job today, not screaming anything like that because I was pissed off earlier. But you know, you look at free throws. I mean, we were pretty even in free throws tonight. 22 from Miami attempted, 21 for us. They made 21 of their shots. We made 18. Field goal percentage. I mean, all the stats really are pretty similar. 3-point percentage. We were 36. They were 42. We out-rebounded them, which I think is a little interesting, actually. We had more steals than them. They beat us in assists. We had more blocks than them. But we had 15 turnovers tonight. We had 15 turnovers tonight. We had 25 fast break points, though. We had more points in the paint. But the fouls killed us, you know. The fouls, I think, is something that we've struggled with all playoff series. But overall, we need to do better. That's a fact right there alone. You know. Miami did their things tonight, you know, but I mean, if we had more assets, if we had Avery Bradley, for example, you know, would that change things on the defensive end, right? Avery Bradley obviously made a big impact. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see for Sunday. We'll see who's going to step up, who's going to do the job, who's going to help out our two best guys in the squad. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But anyways, I think I did a good job being composed in this episode, you know, because I was talking to one of my homies, and I took all the energy levels away on that call, you know, and I came in here and calmed myself down a little bit. But anyways, hopefully y'all enjoyed. I'll see y'all Sunday. I'm down right now, you know. We should have won this game. I should be celebrating by now, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. We'll be back next Wednesday with our regular episodes. Have a good day.